Mother of a five-year-old. I'm John Doman.
Police officers and military members test positive for COVID-19 following the Capitol riot. I'm Melissa Howell.
Supplies of COVID vaccine remain low in Virginia. With the latest on the rollout, I'm Michelle Bash.
WTOP News time on this Saturday is 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Talk show legend Larry King has died. His media company says he passed away this morning at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. Stephen Kathan reports.
Larry King said he wanted to be remembered as a broadcaster who may have interviewed more people than anyone else in history.
From kings and queens to presidents, movie stars to legendary athletes, writers to Nobel Prize winners, saints to sinners.
More than 60,000 people over six decades. 25 of those years spent at CNN helming Larry King Live.
How old were you when you said, I'm going to run for office? What was it like to kill someone?
Why did they all want to sit down with Larry King?
They know they're going to get a fair shake, and the show is about them, not me.
King was 87. Health experts are growing more concerned over the new COVID variants out there. Here's Dr. David Agus.
What we think is that the vaccines work against some of the variants, but some of the variants, particularly the Brazil and the South African, there's some question if the vaccines are as effective as they are against the regular strain of COVID-19.
Some health experts are suggesting you double the layers in your mask. In the meantime, the vaccine shortages continue. Those who have gotten their first shots are finding it difficult to schedule another appointment.
All these thousands and thousands of people, they're getting their first vaccine. Will they be able to get their second?
The CDC now says you could wait 6 weeks, but the shortages are a real problem. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
I cannot be any clearer. We have built a vaccine infrastructure that can handle this job. We need the doses.
U.S. Surgeon General nominee Vivek Murthy.
Supply should be steadily increasing. And what I'm concerned about in particular is making sure that we have enough distribution channels set up, whether those are community vaccination centers, pharmacy chains that are ready to roll, whether they're mobile units that get the vaccine to hard-to-reach places.
Correspondent Skylar Henry on President Biden's plans to assist Americans struggling financially.
The president signed two more executive actions a day after unveiling his economic recovery plan. One directs government agencies to find ways to pay all federal workers and contractors a minimum wage of $15 an hour. The other urging the Agriculture Department to boost pandemic food benefits for low-income families by 15%.
And we now have a timeline for Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the trial will begin the second week of February. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has blamed Mr. Trump for the assault, was pushing for such a delay.
Where the former president can mount a defense.
The article of impeachment will be delivered to the Senate Monday. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03 on Saturday, January 23rd. We're at 27 degrees, highs only in the upper 30s today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron. The top local stories we're following this hour. A Silver Spring family says their young child was able to wander away from school and was then harassed by police. They're now suing the Montgomery County Police Department and the school system.
Shanta Graham says last January her son was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary without being noticed. She says when police finally found the boy, they were abusive, loud, and traumatizing to a five-year-old.
If the allegations are true, this is reprehensible behavior, and it's a failure of the system at multiple levels.
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Not only the failure to protect and serve this, again, five-year-old child, this little boy, but also what happened at the school.
Lawyers for the mom tell Bethesda Beat the allegations were all based off of body cam footage. Neither police nor the school system is commenting because of the ongoing litigation. John Dome in WTOP News.
Dozens of police officers and service members have come down with COVID-19 after getting up close with rioters and each other at the U.S. Capitol.
So far, 38 U.S. Capitol police officers and 150 members of the National Guard have tested positive for COVID-19 since responding to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The chairman of the union that represents Capitol Police says cases have spiked since the attack. That's according to CBS News. And out of the more than 25,000 National Guard troops that arrived in D.C. since then, many of them staying in close quarters inside the U.S. Capitol, more than half will be heading home in the coming days. So far, 120 suspects involved in the riot have been caught and are facing federal charges as the FBI continues their search. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Some of the National Guard troops protecting D.C. will be here longer than expected as the city remains on high alert for potential threats. NBC4 reports the Guard plans to continue supporting federal law enforcement agencies with 7,000 members, then draw down to 5,000 troops through mid-March. About 25,000 troops were on hand for the inauguration. If you're eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine and hoping to get your first shot soon in Virginia, leaders there want you to know you may have to wait a while.
Over the last 2 weeks, Virginia has only received about one-third of the vaccine it was hoping to get, just over 100,000 doses per week.
That is a very limited amount of vaccine each week.
And the Commonwealth's vaccine coordinator, Dr. Danny Avula, says
we are hearing from the federal government that this is likely what we can expect for the next few weeks at least.
He says Virginia is now using a population-based distribution plan. So, for instance, Fairfax County, with about 13% of Virginia's population, will get about 13% of the available doses, and so on. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
While many people are eager to get their COVID vaccinations, one Maryland lawmaker says he knows that others are still skeptical about the safety of the vaccines. So he tweeted about his experience.
Friday morning, Maryland State Delegate Jazz Lewis got his COVID-19 vaccination. He documented his experience on Twitter, noting that some people have had reactions. So how'd it go for him?
Nothing happened, but in case you do or typically have a reaction to vaccines, that's fine. They're there on hand to help you out.
Lewis, who is African-American, knows that vaccine hesitancy is a real problem.
But I think the time we're in now, where everyone's talking about equity and the like, I think we can trust what Dr. Fauci and our health officials are saying.
Lewis says getting vaccinated and keeping up with other safety protocols can help the economy get rolling and get kids back to school faster. And he says, yes, he'll keep wearing his mask.
I don't really think there's an excuse not to.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Still ahead, a closer look at a flurry of executive orders by President Biden, including ones meant to get aid to those who need it. 10:07.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
2020 was a year of remarkable challenges and of remarkable support.